Test 73, Section 2, Question 17. And here, we're looking for the parallel reasoning. So this is just our parallel reasoning. So I would look at our conclusion first. Thus, if the candidate, most qualified candidate is elected, and Suarez is not, then Anderson will be. So it's kind of a big conclusion. So it's saying, if X is happening and it's not Y, then it's Z. So if Q gets the contract and Caldwell doesn't, then it will be awarded to the lowest. That's kind of the wrong direction. So if the contract goes to the lowest and it doesn't go to Dylan, it will go to Ramsey. That's pretty good. So B is good. So if the contract goes to the lowest and it doesn't go to Johnson, it will go to Cap. That's the same. If the contract goes to the lowest, doesn't go to Easton, it will not go to H either. D is out. So if Sullivan does not get the contract, Perot does, then it will not be awarded. So I really would have it down to B and C here, and checked those first. So if Suarez is not the most qualified, then Anderson is. So if A is not, then B is. So I would start by just checking B and C first. If the lowest bidder on the sanitation contract is not Dylan, it's Ramsey. So if it goes to the lowest bidder and it doesn't go to Dylan, then it will go to Ramsey. Thus, the qualified, if the most qualified candidate is elected, Suarez is not, Anderson will be. B matches. So it's saying if K is not awarded the contract, Johnson will be. Well, that's not that's about who gets the contract, not who is the most qualified. So C is a little bit different. I would take B and run with that. So that's the way I would answer this one. Now, you can get rid of the others. A, the conclusion is saying if Q gets the contract and Caldwell doesn't, instead of saying if the most qualified is elected. And so that's kind of reversing the way that the if-then goes. So it also says if it does not go to the lowest bidder, it will go to Caldwell. And that isn't saying if S is not the most qualified, Anderson is. C, we talked about why that was wrong. D, this one, it's saying if it doesn't go to Easton, it won't go to H either. That's making a conclusion that neither will happen. And if H didn't submit the lowest, then neither did Easton. That's saying then the other one isn't, and so it's not the same. And then if Perez is not the lowest bidder, then Sullivan is. That's similar. But then it says, so if Sullivan doesn't get the contract and Perez doesn't, then it won't be awarded to the lowest bidder. That again is kind of backwards on our if-then, and therefore B is our closest match.